Chapter 134. We were all three on the beach. Do you recollect, apostrophe said I, a certain wild way in which he looked out to sea, and spoke about the end of it? Apostrophe, apostrophe, sure I do. Apostrophe, apostrophe, said he. What do you suppose he meant? Apostrophe, apostrophe, Master Davy, apostrophe, he replied. I've put the question to myself a mordo times, and never found no answer. And here's one curious thing that, though he is so pleasant, I wouldn't fare to feel comfortable to try and get his mind upon tea. He never said a word to me as warm as dutiful could be, and it ain't likely as he'd begin to speak any other ways now. But it's fur from being fleet water in his mind, where them thoughts lays. It's deep, sir, and I can't see down. Apostrophe, you are right, apostrophe said I, and that has sometimes made me anxious. Apostrophe, and me too, Master Davy, apostrophe he rejoined. Even more so, I do assure you, than his venturesome ways, though both belongs to the alteration in him. I didn't know as he'd do violence under any circumstances, but I hope as them two may be kept asunders. Apostrophe, we had come, through Temple Bar, into the city. Conversing no more now, and walking at my side, he yielded himself up to the one aim of his devoted life, and went on, with that hushed concentration of his faculties which would have made his figure solitary in a multitude. We were not far from Blackfriars Bridge, when he turned his head and pointed to a solitary female figure flitting along the opposite side of the street. I knew it, readily, to be the figure that we sought. We crossed the road, and were pressing on towards her, when it occurred to me that she might be more disposed to feel a woman's interest in the lost girl, if we spoke to her in a quieter place, aloof from the crowd, and where we should be less observed. I advised my companion, therefore, that we should not address her yet, but follow her, consulting in this, likewise, an indistinct desire I had, to know where she went. He acquiescing, we followed at a distance, never losing sight of her, but never caring to come very near, as she frequently looked about. Once, she stopped to listen to a band of music, and then we stopped too. She went on a long way. Still we went on. It was evident, from the manner in which she held her course, that she was going to some fixed destination, and this, and her keeping in the busy streets, and I suppose the strange fascination in the secrecy and mystery of so following anyone, made me adhere to my first purpose. At length she turned into a dull, dark street, where the noise and crowd were lost, and I said, we may speak to her now, and, mending our pace, we went after her. Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.